Tom joining us now on the phone to talk about something a little bit different today. So thanks for being with us.
Yeah, Aaron, good to be with you.
So I'm gonna turn it to you. How do you?
Okay, so Aaron, we ran into each other outside Davis Library two Saturdays ago in the afternoon, and you were carrying like 8 or 9 books that you had just gotten out of the library. And you told me that you had gotten those 8 or 9 books to replace 8 or 9 books you had previously checked out that you had just returned.
Correct.
Now, it's impressive for anybody to be checking out 8 or 9 books at a time, but what was very shocking to me was, again, this was Saturday, you told me that the 8 or 9 books you had just returned, you had checked out on Thursday. So you had read 8 or 9 books in 2 days. So tell us about this.
Thereabouts, yeah. So I made this my project beginning a couple of years ago, actually, and I do a lot of this during the summertime, and I'm skimming books to try to get through as many as I possibly can. But for the longest time, I was in grad school and I wanted to do this, and I never did. For all of the years that I've been here, I've wanted to do this, and I never did. I wanted to make it a mission to go into the UNC library and go floor by floor and just walk through the shelves and just browse and skim and browse and skim and see which books I find, the books that look interesting, pull them off the shelves, check them out and read them, and just go through the entire library pulling out all the books that I want to read or all the books that look interesting, and try to get through the entire library that way. So I started doing this, I think, 2 summers ago, and this is the 3rd summer, and I'm getting real conscientious about being about going fast and trying to read as much as possible whenever I can, because I'm getting real close to actually finishing. I'm on the top floor of the library now, and I don't have that much further to go. And the closer I get, the faster I'm reading. So that has been the mission for the last 3 years.
So do you know how many books precisely you have checked out and read from Davis during those 3 years?
So there was a glitch in the system at the Davis Library the last time I was there, which was a couple of days ago, and I think I've read like 4 books since then. And in fixing the glitch, the guy pulled up the computer screen, and it showed that in the last year, I think it's been in the last year, I've checked out 349 books thereabouts.
Okay, so how exactly do you read a book a day? Because I just finished a book and I was pretty proud of myself, and it took me 5 weeks, and I think that makes me a little more normal than you.
It depends. No, 100% it makes you more normal than me. So it depends on the individual book. Like, some books will take a week, some books will take a couple of days, and then there will be some days when I check a book out not knowing what it's going to be. I sit down, I start reading it, I get 20 pages in, I realize I don't really need it anymore, and I set it to the side, and that counts as one.
Sure.
And then, and a lot of other books, so, and a lot of them are nonfiction books, so I'm reading for particular chapters, I'm looking for particular things, and in a lot of cases that might only take half an hour or an hour to get through the book and realize that, okay, I've gotten everything out of this book that I need. But then there are other books that I'll try to read a lot more like slowly and carefully and conscientiously. The book that I'm on right now, now that I'm up on the very top floor, that's got all of the actual like fiction literature on it. So I'm reading Virginia Woolf right now, and I actually want to take my time with that one. So that might take me a full day to read. But it's all about just doing it whenever you get just a little bit of free time, right?
Well, I congratulate you on your trying to read Virginia Woolf, because I must say I was a pretty goody-goody in high school, and I did everything we were assigned to do except read To the Lighthouse. I just couldn't do it.
That is the one that I am halfway through that exact book right now.
Well, when you're done, let me know what you found out, because that's the one thing I skipped out on doing in all of high school.
I will say I'm 100 pages in to a 200-page book, and they have not yet gotten to the lighthouse, so I'll let you know if they do. This might be a waiting for Godot to show up kind of situation. I'm not sure.
So, do you have any great new insights on the world after 3 years of reading over 1,000 books at a book a day pace? have you come to see the world in any fascinating new ways?
Actually, yes. So I discovered something about myself, which is that I am really interested in Buddhism specifically. Okay. I went through the section on religion. I pulled off books about kind of every single religious tradition, and that was the one that I kept coming back to more and more, and that's something that I didn't know. So that's really cool. My dissertation when I was in grad school was on early American political thought, and I read this fascinating book about James Madison that just crystallizes his thought in a way that I had never seen anyone do before. So I loved that, and I would never have come upon that book if it hadn't been for this project. Recently, I'm up on that part of the library, so I'm into the fiction and literature now, but right before the fiction and literature section starts is the section on communication and media and journalism. So I actually checked out a whole bunch of books on journalism and news and sociology and radio in particular. And I learned a lot out of that, although it was a little bit embarrassing being who I am and what my job is to be walking around Chapel Hill with a book called Being on the Radio, an Introduction. I think I successfully avoided hard, awkward questions about that, but I learned a lot, surprisingly so. Like things that you, like little tricks and quirks and techniques if you're on the air, if you're doing journalism, that probably someone listening would not even notice at all, but I'm trying to incorporate them too.
So you told me that you were taking notes on all these
Yes.
books. What are you going to do with all these notes when you're done?
When I stop reading, I start writing. That's the plan. Like I don't like to express opinions or say anything until I'm absolutely sure, A, that I'm right, and B, that 1,000 other people have not already said the same thing before. So that's the ultimate goal. But we'll see. If I get through all of the books and then I end up writing nothing, it's still a success if I make it through the library. So I'll count that as a victory either way.
So all this time spent in Davis Library around all these students, have you come up with any interesting observations about the students and their library usage?
People remain quiet on the upper floors. Surprisingly so.
So there's a lot of legends about the 8th floor of Davis Library. Have you seen anything interesting up there?
Not during the summertime. I'll say that much at least.
So when you've made your way through the library, are you going to like start going back through the library, or are you going to be content at that point and just move on to thinking about writing about something?
I think I'll be contented at that point, but then like things keep coming out, so I'm going to have to go back and do it again in 10 years. But you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
So this may be a final question, but mm-hmm. for all of us who read slowly, what is the secret to being able to read so much so fast? And it sounds like you're not exactly reading like dime store romance novels either. Like a lot of the stuff that you're reading is pretty heavy. So I find the pace particularly remarkable in that light. Do you have any sort of advice for all of us normies on how to match anything close to this prodigious rate of reading?
I think it's easier to read a heavy book fast than it is to read like a good novel fast, because with a good novel you want to stop and savor every word, whereas with like a heavy nonfiction book you're not reading for language and style and form, you're reading for content. So if you get the content, that's all you need. I think if you're a slow reader and I think people who are slow readers, I'm good with that. I think if you're a slow reader and you savor every single word on the page, or even if you have to go back and reread a sentence or a paragraph, like I don't think that's an issue at all. I think whatever your reading style is, in order to get everything that you need to get out of a book, like however you do that, is just as good as any other technique.
Well, you are the most unpretentious PhD I know, but Dr. Keck,
which medicine
I don't think
woman.
I've ever called you. I do have to say that you are impressive in many different fields. I have gotten to see you teach, and you're good at that. I've obviously gotten to see you radio host, and you're good at that. You end up emceeing all sorts of different events in the community, and you find a way to be good at that wide diversity of things. But of everything you do, I may be more impressed by anything else at this incredibly prodigious rate of reading. And that was why I thought that your listeners might be interested to hear about this side of you that doesn't necessarily come through every day on the radio.
Well, Tom, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.
Again, Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling. If you're still on the line, I've got one question for you, which is unrelated to poll numbers. We got to talk baseball. The NCAA tournament starts tomorrow. Are you going to be in Bosch-Emmer Stadium at 2 o'clock for the first game? How do you think Carolina's going to do?
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting weekend for UNC. They've never had a regional where they were so familiar with the teams that they were playing. I've already played UNC Wilmington twice this year. UNC Wilmington coach Mark Scaff is a former UNC assistant. He was here before he went to Wilmington. This is his last year as a coach, and they made kind of an amazing run through the CAA tournament to get here. So I think this is a very dangerous four seed. When UNC played Wilmington at Bosch-Emmer Stadium in February, it took a walk-off home run by Dylan Enweiler in the bottom of the ninth to win the game. So this is definitely not the game to be sneezed at. And I was just looking. There's still a lot of tickets available. So encourage people to come out and cheer on the heels tomorrow. And a couple other interesting things about the teams in the regional. This is the 10th regional that UNC's been lucky enough to host in the last 14 years. And every year, everybody says, oh, I hope we don't get an SEC team here sent. And amazingly, until this year, there never was an SEC team sent here, which is generally viewed as kind of the strongest conference in college baseball. So Tennessee is here breaking that streak, going to be one of the tougher two seeds we've had here. And then the number three seed here, Liberty, we also have a lot of familiarity with. Not only did we play them twice during the regular season, we split the games with them. They really shut down our bats when we went up to play them in Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. But their head coach, Scott Jackson, and their pitching coach, Bryant Gaines, both came to Liberty from spending years and years in the UNC program. So we're going to have a situation where nobody's going to be intimidated coming into Bosch-Emmer Stadium because they've all played here before. It's not like some years where you have teams coming in that this might be the biggest crowd they've ever seen, or they're going to sort of get taken aback by playing in this atmosphere that they haven't played before. So I think the Heels will come out on top this weekend, but I think it's going to be a very competitive weekend, and certainly they'll be able to use all the fan support they can get to build on the remarkable week they had in Durham.
First game is tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll have it for you here on WCHL. Tom Jensen, thank you so much, as always, and I'll see you at the library.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.